In the midst of Passover, it started earlier this week and it continues until next Tuesday at sundown. And in our family, we love Passover. It is actually one of our favorite, if not our favorite, holiday to celebrate from our Jewish upbringing. And this year, I have to admit, feels a little bit different. It feels a lot a bit different. And I wanted to talk to a friend of mine and somebody you've gotten to know over the years here on WICC, and that is Rabbi Landa out of Fairfield. He is somebody who comes on the show several times throughout the year, usually to talk about some of the Jewish traditions and holidays that we want to recognize on our show and share with you and inform you about. But today, it feels like the focus is going to be on Passover, but also what's happening around our country, all stemming from what's happening in another part of the world. So, Rabbi Landa, I first want to wish you and your family a happy Passover, and I thank you so much for taking the time to come on the show this morning.
Thank you, Melissa, and happy Passover to you and your family and all of your listeners.
We appreciate that. Thank you, Rabbi Landa. I want to ask you, it has to be such a different message. Maybe it's not. What are you saying to the people who come to your synagogue, to the people in your community, to your own family around the table? What does Passover feel like this year? It has to feel a lot different, especially ever since what happened on October 7th and what has transpired ever since.
Yeah, well, it certainly brings Passover a lot closer to home and a lot more relevant, perhaps, than we've thought of Passover in past years. Some of the ideas that we've been trying to share, first of all, this is always where we try to focus, is on hope and faith. Passover is when we, of course, celebrate the redemption from Egypt, and things weren't looking too good for the Israelites back then, and yet it all turned out well. So even in the darkest of moments, we don't give up our faith. Passover, of course, is when one of the highlights of Passover is eating the matzah. And the matzah is called the bread of faith and a bread of healing. And we spoke about that idea that, try to double down on faith and recognize and appreciate, the miracles that are out there. God's hand as we are able to see it, even in the darkest moments. I think October 7th, certainly a very, very dark day in Jewish history. But there are also been really some incredible stories of courage, of people looking beyond themselves to help others, just the human spirit rising to the fore. I think there has been a tremendous amount, of course, has been covered in the news, and we're all aware of the unfortunate increase in anti-Semitism, especially on college campuses and in the public sphere, and the flip side of that has been, and that has to be, called out and recognized, and we have to do whatever we can, both individually and as a society, to purge the creed of anti-Semitism. But at the same time, we've seen a lot of young people, the result hasn't been, Jews cowering or going into hiding.
Not at all.
But it has been people really stepping up with tremendous pride and tremendous grace, especially young people. And that's what we try to focus on, to the bright future that will be out there. These are, young people who have been tried and tested, and they're rising to the occasion. They're standing proudly. There was a local mom sent me yesterday about her son who's at Indiana University. And they're unfortunate. There was a lot of hate that was spewed at one of the demonstrations on campus there. And the Jewish community came together in front of the Chabad that was there on campus to sing together, just to be with each other, just to stand proudly with each other. It wasn't about hiding in the dorm rooms, but it was about coming out and to be there together and to express solidarity and Jewish pride. So that's some of what we've tried to, the downs are all out there for us to see and to experience on a daily basis. But where we try to direct our energies is to something positive.
Yeah, to the good. I'm curious, Rabbi Landa, if you have heard from any Connecticut universities, from any colleges. And the reason I ask this question is because something I am finding, I've had more talks than I can count, and I can only imagine how many you've had, but in the last 2 weeks with colleagues, because you've got Lisa Wexler, who's our midday host and fully Jewish, myself, who's partially Jewish, and maybe a handful of other people who are here. And, I mean, we are inundated, whether it's our listeners, whether it's our friends, our families, our colleagues. They want to know, you know, the history and how did we get to this place, and is there any truth to what's going on with these protests? And so, you know, the one thing I keep coming back to, and Lisa agrees, I mean, pretty much every person I've talked to who is Jewish especially agrees, that there is so much misinformation and there is so much manipulation that when you see what's happening on these campuses, I mean, I played a soundbite earlier today from UConn, and a Jewish student right here in Connecticut at UConn said, how can I feel comfortable with protests going on at my campus when students are singing songs about past historical events where people in Israel were murdered innocently? Like, they don't even know what they're singing. They don't even know what they're talking about in some regard. And a lot of their sources of information is coming from a slanted place. And so that's why I ask you, is this potentially us, not you and me, but I'm saying us as a country, are we failing to better educate our children correctly about religions and their history? I mean, it's shocking to me that this country is so divided. It is literally shocking to me when you see what's going on at Columbia, even Yale. I don't know how you feel about it or if you've heard from anybody, but to me, if I were an educator, I'd say, let's get a rabbi in here. Let's get somebody in here who can make sure that we've got the story right.
Well, I certainly share your frustration and your concern for the state of education. I don't think there's any question about that we need to be doing a far better job. Just last week we celebrated Education and Sharing Day here in Fairfield, and one of the ideas it's to celebrate Rabbi Menachem Schneerson's birthday each year. And one of the things that he taught is that education has to be about more than just preparing a person for a profession, but there has to be a moral and ethical component to education as well. And that has to be a focus even, within the schools. And that's what Education and Sharing Day is meant to celebrate. And I think that there has to be there is misinformation. There is a question of educating people about the facts. But there also has to be, a change in terms of how we think about education, that education has to be about preparing people to be kind, caring, contributing members of society, not only for, financial success in life. And I think we have to do a much, much better job of that. I don't think there's any question. I've certainly been hearing from colleagues on campuses, all over the country.
Really? Wow.
It is definitely, and, education is the root of it all. I mean, we know this. This is our future. So we certainly need to be doing a far better job in this regard.
I tell you, I would never be a very good religious leader. I just don't think I would be. I would just be losing my mind a lot of the time. Rabbi Landa, thank God you are so patient, so kind, so understanding. Because I'm being an honest human right now, what's happening around the country is very triggering. So I am. I try very hard to keep composure and remember I'm being a news reporter right now, not being, everyday Melissa. So we're going to pull that back a little bit, and I want to refocus on talking about Passover. What's interesting is a lot of people focus on the Seder, obviously, the beginning part of Passover, which are the plagues and the whole, sitting down with the Haggadah and everything. But this goes until next week, as I mentioned. And the last couple of days of Passover are actually very significant. It's when they split the Red Sea. Which is, I mean, that is the story. I mean, that is like one of the most action-packed parts of the story of Passover. So could you talk about this?
Yeah, sure, absolutely. So first of all, the heart that you put into this is why we all love listening to you.
It's
because you mean it. So you don't let that go.
Thank you. I appreciate it. I just think sometimes I'm like, would you let the poor rabbi speak and stop? You know, I'll have a therapy session with you later, not on the air. But I appreciate you. Thank you.
Absolutely. Yes. So the Exodus took place when the Jews left Egypt, and that's where we eat the matzah, of course. The flatbread that the Jewish people ate when they were slaves in Egypt, but it's also what they took with them. They didn't have time. Traditionally, we are taught that they didn't have time for their dough to rise. They took it out with them, and it baked on their shoulders, so to speak. But then they headed off towards the desert. Pharaoh didn't just let them go, but Pharaoh actually, a couple days later, when he saw they weren't coming back, he chased after them. Egypt at that time was, you know, the superpower. They had this incredibly mighty army, and the Jews were sitting there faced by, they had the Red Sea in front of them, mountain either side, the Egyptians behind them, and they didn't know what to do. And we are taught there were really four groups of, Jews in terms of how they should respond. One said, you know what, better just to jump into the ocean, commit suicide rather than go back to Egypt. Others said, you know what, the Egyptians are here, let's go back into slavery, at least we'll live. A third group said that they just wanted to pray to God. And what ended up happening is God said, you know what, just move on forward, move into the water. I said to go. They walked towards the Red Sea, and the water split. And this is, they walked through on dry land, and that's how the completion, that was 1 week later, 1 week after the Exodus, when they walked through on dry land, and they made it through to the other side. And there's a lot of symbolism here. I think sometimes it's hard for us to figure out how to move, what we need to do next. And sometimes it's just about keeping our feet moving. Keep going. God said to go. Let's keep going forward. Move on. Which is a powerful lesson, especially when things are looking pretty bleak. The other idea is, water represents concealment, where we don't see really what's going on. We were talking before about misinformation and how things, look very different than they are. Dry land, everything is revealed. You see the plant life, the water, everything looks calm, but beneath the surface, there's a whole world down there. And that's sort of what the splitting of the Red Sea represents as well. This idea of the revelation, being able to see God's hand, the purpose, the intent behind it all. And that's what we celebrate on the last 2 days of Passover. There's also a tradition that we focus on what in Judaism we call the final redemption, the coming of Mashiach, when we believe we'll be returned to Israel and rebuild the Holy Temple, the third temple in Jerusalem. And there's actually a tradition in many communities to have a feast of Mashiach on the last day of Passover, on the eighth day. People actually have four cups of wine and get their last bites of matzah in during the holiday, and they focus on talking about the Messianic redemption, when we believe that there will be the whole world will be filled of knowledge of God. We'll understand the purpose behind creation. Mm-hmm. And that's some of what we focus on during the last couple of days of Passover. So again, this is certainly appropriate and relevant in terms of today when things look dark, when everything is concealed, and like, how can we get through? We continue doing what we need to do. We keep marching forward, and we have to fight the good fight in the most positive sense, and keep spreading our light and spreading our goodness. The moments before the redemption in Egypt, before the Exodus, were the hardest and harshest moments of the exile. Everything had gotten worse, and then in the blink of an eye, the Jews were able to leave from Egypt.
Mm.
So, as dark as things look, we cannot give up our hope and our inner light, and we have to share that with others. I think that's a very important part of what Passover tells us.
I think so too. And I do believe there is a reason that people are called to be religious leaders, because what you just did, Rabbi, I'm serious. I mean, that is unbelievable. That is, what you just did on the air right now is unbelievable. And I think sometimes I have to also remind myself that that nothing is coincidence. How ironic that we see, you know, there has been such turmoil since October, and, you know, and there have been these moments in the news where you have especially Jewish students who are crying out and saying this is going on our campuses. But what we have seen in the last week, the coverage of what's gone on since this past weekend, is what everyone is talking about, and how ironic that it is during Passover. But it's not ironic. It's not, right? I mean, that's what's unbelievable, you know?
That's right.
Nothing is coincidental. God's got a plan. That's incredible. Well, Rabbi Londa, this in many reasons, I love talking to you, and I love how open you are with our listeners, and I want to thank you for that. I do want to ask, I don't typically ask you this, but if people wanted to learn more about the Jewish faith, if they wanted to learn more about the history, if they wanted to come and check out, you know, the synagogue, what do you suggest they do?
Sure. So I would suggest going to the website, jewishfairfield.org. There's a whole host of articles and plenty of learning that can be done online. And there are also, everyone can feel free to reach out. We offer many adult education offerings, and people can reach out, say hello. If they want to come to a class or a lecture or an event, more than welcome. And I would also encourage people to reach out to any Jewish neighbors or friends or colleagues that they know of. And you know, reach out, get to know them a little bit. Ask them about their life, their family history, what Judaism means to them. But I think a lot of this is about communication. Mm-hmm. We have to look at people as every single person has value and has what to offer. And we need to have that personal relationship with others, which is so important, you know, especially now.
I agree. Amen, Rabbi Londa. And thank you so much. I really appreciate you coming on. And I hope you get to enjoy the rest of Passover. And I look forward to talking to you again really soon.
Thank you very much. And I will look forward to chatting again soon as well. It's always a pleasure. And a happy Passover again.
Thank you again, Rabbi Londa. And we so appreciate his time here on WICC.